Father, we bow down in your worship this morning. Father, we worship your holy name. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you adorations. It's time again to hear your word. Lord, I pray this morning, let your word come fresh and direct from the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the seed of your word be sown in the heart that is ready and fertile in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let a word come unto you from the throne of grace to a man that is weary, a word of encouragement in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's put hands together for the Lord. Want to appreciate God for this morning. I will thank God for another opportunity to come into his presence. This morning, I will be speaking on what I call patience for perfection. Patience for perfection. Our Bible study last Wednesday, we started discussing something. And we were telling ourselves that when you pray, there are three possible outcomes. One might be yes, the other might be no, the other times it might be wait. Yes, it's always exciting. No, will be disappointing, but you know your faith. But waiting can be traumatizing. At times, when God is not saying yes and not saying no, when he's silent, what he's saying in essence is wait. Anytime you are expecting something from God, you are asking something from God, you are demanding something from God, you have prayed, you have fasted, and he's not saying yes, he's not saying no, it appears that everything is quiet, then what God is saying at that point in time is wait. It means that I need you to exercise patience so that I can perfect that which I am doing. It means that I'm still cooking your miracle. Let it be done so I can serve it hot. I'm going to take my text from two complementary texts this morning. They are not contradictory, they are complementing. First, I want us to look at Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalm 102, verse 13. Let me read. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the said time is come. The Lord is saying that he will arise on behalf of Zion because of the time to favor her. And now, the time has come. That gives you the feeling that the time is now, now. Am I right? Now let us go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. And it reads, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about Anna. I said, chapter 1, verse 20. then maybe that is not the passage. So it came, is it verse 12 now? So it came to pass in the process of time. Is it verse 1 now? Is it 20 verse 1? No, it can't be 20 verse 1. Sorry, there's a mix-up. He said that, so it came to pass in the process of time that Anna conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel. Eh? 120. But what is he projecting? Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was called about Anna had conceived. Okay, it's my own translation. Sorry. My own translation is different. The translation I have here says that so it came to pass in the process of time that Anna conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. Yeah, it's New King James Version. Now, in this Psalm 102 verse 13, saying that the time is now. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20, saying that in the process of time. What does that suggest? God we come to your aid in the nick of time. But then, your time sometimes needs a process for it to come. Time needs a process sometimes to come, or a process sometimes needs to lead to your time. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your time needs to be processed. And a process leads to your time. Does that make any sense? Sometimes, your time what? Needs to be processed. And again, a process will lead to your time. What does that mean? It may not just be automatic. There's a process that leads to your time. And therefore, when the Bible is saying that your time will come, it means that it may involve a period of waiting. I know many of us, there are so many things we expect that God should have done by now. There are so many things we might think that should have come to pass. There are so many things we are thinking that should have happened. But your time will still come, and your time is coming. But it's going toward a process. So when God is processing your time, that's the period of waiting. And let me say, sometimes it might be long, sometimes it might be short. But the most important thing is, if you are able to wait, your time will surely come. Tell somebody, my time will come. Tell another person, my time will come. But when we are waiting, sometimes we feel abandoned. When we are waiting, sometimes we find it hard to feel or see the love of God. When we are waiting, sometimes we find it difficult to believe that God is doing anything about our situation. But let me tell you, for any man that waits upon the Lord, he or she can never be put to shame. I'm using the man in a generic form now. When a man waits upon the Lord, he cannot be put
to shame. But the difficult thing is that process, that period of waiting, that period of expectation. And I just want to say a few things about what you might experience when the process is going on, and what you need to do when the process is going on. It's not a time to be agitated. It's not a time just to abort the process, because when a man aborts that process, he might be unwittingly aborting destiny. I will say a few things. Number one, when the process is going on, you need an elastic staying power. What did I say? Elastic staying power. Ability to stand. Ability to withstand. And I want to look at something from the book of Psalm 27, verse 14, quickly. Psalm 27, verse 14. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And what? It will strengthen your heart. Two key things you need whenever you are waiting for something is courage and strength. Courage not to give up. Courage to be steadfast. Courage to move on. Courage not to go back. Courage not to lose hope. And then you then need strength. Because when your strength fails, your energy wanes. And if you don't have the strength to bear the beatings of the weather, the noise of the storm, the tossing of the wind, it will be difficult to be heavy when the time comes. I want to say something. I believe in fasting and prayer. But sometimes, if care is not taken, people can fast themselves to death. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It is not everything that you have to continue to fast and fast and fast and fast. Fast because you need to fast. But at a point in time, just wait on the Lord. Just encourage, that's why Samuel say, I encourage myself in that. Is the word of God, continue reading and meditating on the word of God, give you strength, gives you courage, gives you hope, reduce life in you. But you need courage to stay in fellowship. That's why I say you need elastic staying power. Let me give you an example. The man that Jesus met at the pool of Bethesda, how many years? Can you imagine? 38 good years. It's not by accident that Jesus Christ went unto him. Just realize this man is a man of courage. He's a man of strength. He exhibited courage. He showed strength. He demonstrated elastic staying power. Many people would have given up. Those who brought him to that pool, they had long abandoned him, two of us. Every time there was the move of the water, he would think, this is my time. Yeah, the past will pass him by. He would not say, carry me out of this place. First year, second year, third year, fifth year, seventh year, 10th year, 15th year, 20th year, 25th year, 30th year, Abba. People would have said, Otoge. Many would have said, forget about it. Even I believe Some of us would have said, do we come and take you back? You just say, just go, leave me. That was a man of courage. We have special services. And God has met many people through the special services. But yeah, why is it that God has not met me? We have special programs. God has touched some people that come to give testimony and say, why is it that God has not met me? You need elastic staying power. Because one thing about God is this: God does not abandon his people. God does not bypass his own. But it takes different times, different process for God to bring the time of every man to him. So whenever you are waiting, the first thing you need is the elastic staying power. You need the marathon mentality. Some might get their own miracle in 100 meter dash. Some, it might be 400 meters. Some, it might be marathon. But the most important is that for as long as you wait on the Lord, your time will surely come. So I want to encourage anybody who is waiting for one thing or the other this morning. Do not be discouraged. You need an elastic staying power. The time to favor you will surely come. The second thing I want you to know, when you are waiting, you must learn to manage rejection and disappointment. Let me tell you, when you are waiting for something and it's taking too long and you don't know that you will face rejection among friends, disappointment among friends, among family, among colleagues, even might come from your spouse. But you must learn that it is part of the process of time. Rejection, mockery, disappointment, they come with the territory. When you are waiting, that is part of it. But any man that cannot learn to manage rejection at that point in time will live a miserable life. And sometimes might even miss out on what God is about to do. Let's look at another dimension of what happened in the life of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to 10, quickly. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to 10. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot and stood at the door of Elisha's house. Verse 10. And Elisha sent a message to him, saying, go and wash it 7 times. In the and thy flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be made clean. Now look at the next verse. Go on, please. But Naaman what? Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the lepers. When Naaman came to Elisha, he expected Elisha, because Naaman was a captain, he was a general, he had an army, he was a man of authority, he was a man of influence, but he was what? A leper. So when he came, Elisha did not even give him that honor. He didn't show him that dignity. He didn't accord him that recognition. He didn't give him that acceptance. He just sent his messenger. Can you imagine a man that commands generals? Naaman was a general of generals. And to him, Just send an ordinary messenger. Go and talk to him. Go and watch seven times. Naaman felt rejected. He felt insulted. See, when you are going through issues, so many insults will come your way. Yoruba man so pe ti ologbon ba sun to ba fi aso jona omuga so bo le na se wa so baun ka de po n ba ni gbogbo ara ni o fi jona o jo jona jo de ru. When you are going through issues, through storms, there will be disappointment from people you expect to understand. There will be rejection. You see that you are not being accorded the recognition, the honor that you truly deserve. But it is part of the process. Learn to accommodate it. Learn to manage it. Know that your time will come. Your miracle is being prepared. And God will surely deliver it. So my dear brother, my dear sister, I don't know what you are waiting for. I don't know what you expect. But when you are going through the process, perhaps you are experiencing rejection. Perhaps you are experiencing disappointment. Sometimes God wants to actually make sure that he validates our commitment to him by taking us through certain long process. I mean, why did God take people of Israel through the land of through the wilderness? Bible said the land of the Philistine was shorter. He could have spared any trouble. But the Bible says he took them through the wilderness, though the path of the land of Philistine was shorter. There must be a reason. Sometimes God wants to humble us. If it's the case of Naaman, God wanted to humble him. See, there is nobody in life that will not go through certain difficult times and situations. I've said it before. The moment you don't do that, you become God. You don't need God again. So, sometimes God wants to validate our commitment. Sometimes he wants to humble us. And Naaman could have thought to himself, why should I just go and wash? Why seven times? Why not one time? Why seven times in this dirty water? Why seven times? Why did Elijah have to pray seven times before the finger will appear in the sky as a cloud? Why is it that the first time Elijah that caught fire and fire came down? Sometimes you pray and the answer comes quickly. Sometimes you pray, you fast, you pray, you attend program. It seems as if the heaven is closed. You cannot put God in a PGO. You cannot work with God on a mathematical equation that 2x plus 3 equals 10. Therefore, I can easily solve for x. God doesn't work that way. There are certain things you will pray. Immediately you have an answer. There are sometimes you will pray and you will need to wait. Elijah that caught fire. And when fire came down, fire dried up the water. If I said, no, for him to for them to be sure that he knew what was saying, say pour water. They pour, say, pour it again. So that they won't say maybe it's abracadabra. They pour it second, say, pour it again. And water filled everywhere. And immediately it caught fire. What happened? Before he finished the fire, fire came down. Drive all the water. And consume everything. This is Elijah. Bible say he was groaning. Put his hand between his knees. In agonizing. The rain should come. The man that caught fire down. Now pray that rain will come. He prayed the first time. He says, messenger, go and check. Man said, well, there is nothing. And nothing is nothing. Nothing is me, nothing. Second time, nothing. Third time, nothing. Fourth time, nothing. Sixth time, nothing. Sometimes I say, I just see something appear like a finger. That is God. Be the same man that just caught fire one time. Even Jesus Christ himself, there was a time he took a man, a blind man. I mean, what happened to blind Bartimaeus? He was just going and he just shouted, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. What did he say? He just spoke. He didn't even, did the Bible say he touched him? Did your Bible say he touched him? He just spoke and then blind Bartimaeus received his sight. But yeah, Jesus took a man, a blind man, hold his hand, and they were walking together. The Bible says he took him to the gate of the city. Did you read that one in your Bible? So he drew him close like a friend. I'm sure they were talking, they were gisting as they were going. Or do you think they were just silent? Perhaps the man was interrogating, they were talking, they had become like friends. He took it, so they walked for some time. I don't know how long you have been working for God, how long you have been working with God. I said, this God I'm working with, this God I'm working for, why is he that this matter, he has not dealt with it? This man walked with Jesus. Jesus held his hand. Just was going with him. Was communicating and communing with him. And he said to the girls, and when he put his hand on his face, he spat on the ground, make something like a clay, mud, put on his face. This angel that didn't need to touch anybody, put sand with his saliva. And what did the man say? I saw men walking like trees. Jesus had to repeat the process the second time. It's not because he couldn't do that first time. But anything that is written in the Bible is written for us to learn some lessons. That sometimes God can answer like God for Elijah. But sometimes he may allow us to wait because he wants us to go through a process. So, process is part of it. So, rejection, disappointment is part of the process. Remember I said it? What they are saying in the process, you need to know. Elastic, staying. The second is what? Learn to manage rejection and department. The third thing I want to say is believe in yourself. Believe in who you are. When you are going through the process of waiting. Why do I say that? There will be queries. Am I still a Christian? Am I still in faith? There will be questions from within yourself, even from those who are looking at you, around you. You are here. I mean, some of you are here the day that sister that came to give testimony about when the Lord gave her the fruit of the womb, that she had to run away. You are here. How many were in the church that day? She came here. But when she was talking to my office, I felt like crying with her. She said, look, that people are questioning my God. That I hold microphone every Sunday to sing in the church. I tell men that God can do all things. I sing to the praise of God. And put me as a leader. But everybody know that I cannot carry a baby. That it's even so difficult, I find it God to go to church again. Can you imagine? But God was using all that I want to process that. And that time, when the time was come, God asked us to come here. And she just met in my office. And the prayer we prayed that day was not up to 10 minutes. She has said she has gone to mountain. She has gone to... But we didn't pray for 10 minutes. I just laid my hands on her tummy. And I told her, in the next 1 year, you carry your baby. And she brought baby here. Yeah.
But there are people who have prayed for. They are still waiting. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That is God. You cannot put him in a mathematical equation. So when that time is coming, when you are going through that time of process, believe in yourself. People will query you. People will question your God. People will question your integrity. People say, maybe you are even sinning. That's why God is not answering your prayer. People have told me that before when I went through some things. So people will ask you, are you sure you are serving God? I remember there was a lady who came to my office one day. I said that I think you need to go back to your God, though. I was furious. I said, look, do you know what? I have never left my God for 1 second. And you wait and see whether my God is alive or not. But today, she knows my God is alive. You will go through contradiction. People begin to doubt you. You at times, you may begin to doubt yourself. So if you look at something, let's look at Matthew 27 verse 43 quickly. Matthew chapter 27 verse 43. What does it say? Matthew chapter 27 verse 43. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. If he will have him, for he said, I am the son of God. They said that one to Jesus Christ. And he called himself son of God. Let him come and deliver himself now. What are these in essence? They are querying his God. They are querying his calling. They are querying his message. They are querying his mission. They are querying his authenticity. At that time, Jesus couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. He just needed to wait for that process. Because he needed to go through that process for the glory to come. That's why I said, like, if anybody tries to abort the process, he aborts the destiny. And that's why we see a Christian who is going through turbulent time. I will now go to Babalawo. You will now go to the Abalists who are turned pastors. No, we are past. There are some pastors who are like Abalists. What's Funela Seje? Because you are going through things, you are going through stuff. You now want to go. You want to take shortcut. You are only aborting your destiny. Just wait on the Lord. You need courage. You need strength. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And like I said before, it's not time to run away from God. It's time to move closer to God. Because God is preparing your miracle. You must never, never stop believing in yourself and your God. I want to say also quickly in that process also, you need to keep hope alive. You must do what? Let somebody open to Psalm 62 verse 5. I'm going to round up quickly. Say, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Psalm 62 verse 5. My soul. See, do you know? Here it's like somebody speaking to himself. Do you get what I'm saying now? It is not God speaking to man here. Do you understand? And it's not man speaking to somebody. It's not a preacher talking to somebody. It's not like preacher now, like I'm a preacher standing in front of you speaking to congregation. No. It was a man talking to himself. Say, my soul. You can picture in your mind what David must have been going through when he was saying that. There are times you need to call yourself to a conference. I've done that several times. Are you listening to me?
You need to call yourself to what? To a conference. Here there was a conference going on. David called his soul, his spirit. He was having a conversation. Because mind is made of soul, spirit, and body. So he called a conference of the three. I said, you, my soul, listen. Because the body was already thinking something else. The body wanted to take a different route. The mind is already thinking another dimension. So he needed to call a conference. There was already a contradiction between what the spirit wants, what the body wants, what the mind is thinking. So he said there must be a council. And at that council meeting, he decided to preside. He said, my soul, listen. Wait. Silent. No, give me KJV, please. Go to KJV, please. Say, my soul, thou, wait thou only. What did I suggest to you? There are alternatives already being suggested. Are you listening to me? There were alternatives already being suggested. Quicker version. I now to tell you, I want to whip you back into line. The only thing you need to wait on is on God. Wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. It's like a declaration. Sometimes we need to call ourselves to conference. When you are going through time of waiting, there might be some alternatives from people, from friends, from yourself. Rather than call yourself to order, that my expectation is of that. And one thing the Bible says, Proverbs 23:18, is that the expectation, behold, there's an end. Your expectation shall not be cut off. Behold, there is an end. Your expectation shall not be cut off. So whatever suggestions, whatever alternatives that the enemy might be pushing, might be suggesting, you need to know that the only thing you need to do is to wait upon the Lord. It might look as if he's not answering. It might look that he's not doing anything, but God can never be asleep. My own God is not asleep. I said my own God is not asleep. Our God is not the God of bad. He's the God of heaven and earth. And the final thing I want to say before I conclude today is that as much as possible, whenever you are waiting, never lose the peace of your mind. Never do what? Don't allow anything to take peace from your mind. Because the moment you allow peace to go out of you, there'll be chaos. There'll be crisis. There's nothing in this world that's worth losing your peace of mind for. Whatever will make me lose my peace of mind, I better let it go. Don't allow the enemy to win the battle of seizing your peace from you. No matter what happens, no matter the situation, no matter how tough, never lose your peace of mind. And the only way not to do that is to always make sure that you rest on the word. The only way you can do that, you can only see in the troubles of the world, the only way we can find rest is in the Holy Spirit and the word of God. If you look at Psalm 37 verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Psalm 37 verse 7, say, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Where the other side say, fret not yourself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. But why is it that others are making it? I'm not making it. Why is others are making progress? I'm not making. Do you know what others are doing? Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, even when people come to church sometimes to give testimonies, they won't tell you the process. They deceive the church and say, God has done this, God has done that. Meanwhile, many of them are gone around to do some things that are not godly, and they still come to desecrate the house of God and give fake testimony. I call it testimony. It's testimony, not testimony. Ah, God has blessed me. Ah, God has... Even somebody who has done 419, who has said God has blessed me with a new car. Somebody who has stolen money from the treasury, said God has built a new house for me. So when and you now look at such people, you now begin to be agitated. People who are going nowhere, we are on the fast lane to hell. And they are just brandishing this, you know, what late is around that they get through ungodly means. And you are sitting there, you are saying, ah, God, you are wicked. I serve you. I attend Bible study. I give my tithe. I pay offering. I'm not doing it again. Fret not yourself because of them. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. When you combine waiting with patience, you know what that means? It's not only waiting, but what? Patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Remember, I said your time will come. But your time sometimes may need to be processed. And there's a process that leads to your time. But never abort that process. And when you are going through process, when that process is going on, these are the things that you will experience. They are part of the territory. Don't be bothered about it. But at the end of the day, the Lord will arise on your behalf. At the end of the day, your time will come. At the end of the day, you will share your testimony. And in concluding this message this morning, I want to conclude with Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 22. Jeremiah 14, 22. He says, are there any among vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give shower? Are thou not he? O Lord, our God, therefore we wait upon you, for you have made all these things. Jeremiah was saying, can heaven on its own, can it bring rain? Everything that the Gentiles, they are flaunting, money, cars, houses, this and that, who made all of them? If you look at the new, let's look at the NIV version. Let's look at NIV version. That same Jeremiah 14, 22. So that it be a simpler English. Say, do you have it there? Let me read. NIV. You can give me NIV. Otherwise, we'll read from here. Okay. Let me read from here. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this. Anything, whatever, where is the source? God. is the source. So when you know that God is the source, don't let us bother ourselves. Don't let us fret ourselves. Because God will arise on our behalf. Don't let anybody think there's anything that's outside God, that's beyond God. God is the author of every order. Everything you need is in God. It's inside God. If God is the one that made the heaven, if he's the one that made the earth, all these vanities, all these things that people run after, if it belongs to God, hold on to the leg of old God. Hold fast unto him and don't let him go. And God will hearken unto you. God will listen unto you. God will visit you. God will intervene your situation. Stand on your feet. There are two songs that is coming to my mind. I don't know which one to sing of the two. Or maybe I should sing the two. But I don't know whether the rhythm will follow each other. The one is a hymn. The other was not a hymn. The first one is a Ke be Jesu Agbawo. Ke
Agbawo Konira fu
Niba
toba le Niba tole koko Kia toba le Niba tole koko
Listen to me. God wants to honor his word this morning and wants to bless some people. I want you to give you 1 minute just to ask, what are the difficult things you have been waiting for this long? And appears that the heaven is short. What are the issues in your life that you have been battling with? And you are here to get a solution. God wants to honor his word this morning. He wants to use this opportunity to meet some people. And I'm saying it with the confidence in the Lord. I want to give you the opportunity to cry unto God this morning. And I assure you, some of you come and give testimony. Just speak to God about that difficult thing. About that issue you have been battling with. Don't miss this opportunity to cry unto him, because you want to reach out to some people. And tell God, do not pass me by this morning. Do not pass me by. Let this morning be my own time. Let today be my own moment. That man waited by the pool of Bethesda for 30 years, but eventually the Lord showed up. And God came straight to him. Said, Lord, come straight to me this morning. Lord, come straight to me this morning. Those of you who are joining us online, you're also part of this. cry unto the Lord this morning, because there is no distance in spirit. As you are long, as you are part of this service, whether on site, online, God is reaching out unto you. And I want you to lift your two hands unto the Lord this morning. Those of you online, do the same thing as I pray. My Lord and my God, I thank you because you are a merciful God. You are the Lord that doesn't abandon your people. Say, call unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These people are lifting up their hands. Is there any area where they are not having rest? Is there any area where they are laboring? They are laboring in pains. They are laboring in sorrow. They are laboring and sweating. They are laboring and agonizing. My Lord and my God, they have cried unto you this morning. Lord, bring them rest. Lord, bring them rest. Lord, bring them rest. Lord, bring them rest.
Amen.
I pray for everyone lifting up his or hand, whether online or on site here. Let the power and the anointing of God rest upon these hands. Amen. And grant them the desire of their hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Grant them the desire of their hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Those issues, those matters, they are brought before you this morning. My Lord and my God, turn it to testimonies. Amen. Turn it to testimony. Amen. Let them come back to this place to give testimony that they have done it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Igbagbo mi duro lo. Promise God this morning that no matter the storm, you are not going to leave him. I want you to recommit yourself unto God this morning. I want you to rededicate your life unto God this morning. That no matter what comes, you are going to stand by you, Lord. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will not be blown away by the winds or the storms of life. Maska talaba, she imbritalaba, she ain't libabaska, imbrista talaba, ma own tuliba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, I pray for your children, those who are here, those who are joining online. Let none be blown away by the winds and the storms of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant them stability, grant them the same power, grant them consistency, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the devil not pluck anyone out of the path of faith. Let nobody seek alternative outside God. Let nobody run after small God. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's anyone who will be going for alternatives, if there's anyone who is seeking other God, confront him or her this morning. Let such a person come back to the path of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.